Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on this glorious day today. With God's breath in our lungs, I woke up this morning at 2:30 and then at 3:30 and then at 4:30 and at 5:30, I saw the sun come up because I got a new puppy, and it's just been amazing. I haven't had any sleep, so if I pause, it's because I got to get my thoughts together, but I just praised God for another day of living out his purpose in my life. His blood is running through our veins, and he woke us up this morning. Well, he woke us up this morning for a divine purpose, even though my puppy woke me up at 2:30 this morning. But God is sovereign, and he is in control, and he will not leave us or forsake us. In fact, you know, this week it's been a little bit more opening here in New York, phase three, and people are kind of getting used to, being in groups and things like that again. And we're all anxious to do that. And the gym, I'm praying it opens at phase four. Should have opened way before this. But, you know, we do always have decisions to make. And so I made the decision that it was time for me to get a puppy. And it's just been such a beautiful 24 hours, I can't even tell you. And, you know, James 1, 5 through 6, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt. Well, that is what we're going to be talking about in the first half hour of today's show, when my very good friend and co-host of the Carrie and Robbie Show, which is on pause right now, Carrie Carnelli, joins me. And of course, she had her beautiful baby this past week. Anna Kay is just so, so precious. And she, you know, life was unexpected for Carrie Carnelli. So we're going to hear all about her journey when we come back from our advertisers. And then later on in the show, Katie Weibel will be joining me from Turning Tides Financial, and we're going to be talking about spending plans and the 50-20 rule. So much to talk about today, and I'm so excited to have those guys on. So yes, the gyms, we want them opened, and I believe they're going to be, there's light at the end of the tunnel, you guys. I'm still teaching Zoom classes, Zoom fitness classes, and doing a lot of everything that I do on Zoom, because I planned it many months out. I make appointments many months out. So everything I'm doing is still virtual right now for the most part, except for our DNA testing, which we're doing at several locations. But Catalyst Fitness, we hope to see you soon. When we come back, the one and only Carrie Cardinelli joining us. Stay with us.
Hi, everyone. This is Amy Buemi from Catalyst Fitness. Several weeks ago, we had to temporarily close our doors because of this unprecedented pandemic. Buffalo is our home, and we know that many of you are hurting, whether you're unemployed, taking care of loved ones, or battling an illness. We want you to know that you are in our thoughts and prayers. While we know that it is important for social distancing at this time, please don't forget to stay connected. It's important for your overall health. If you have a relationship with one of our personal trainers or any of our staff members at Catalyst Fitness, I encourage you to please reach out to them. They would love to hear from you. We also have some great in-home workouts posted on our website to help keep you healthy and fit. Just visit our website at catalystfitnessbuffalo.com. We can't wait to see all of you again soon, very soon, I hope, at one of our 7 locations. Until then, stay healthy, Western New York. We miss you.
Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic Offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their three convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices. Hey, this is Robbie. You know, I love coloring my hair. And if you color your hair but hate all of those chemicals used to do it, I have some great news for you. Pure Organic Salon at the Fountain Wellness Center is who you need to call. Their products are free from aerosol, GMOs, gluten, ammonia, sodium chloride, and sulfate, even plastics, and the list goes on and on. Your hair will maintain its natural protein and moisture balance while achieving amazing color like mine without harsh chemicals for a healthier head of hair from the inside out. Other products include organic skincare products, nail care, and a toxic-free cosmetic line. For more information, call 716-796-7339. Hi, it's Robbie Raw. I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do, consistent with biblical principles. If you are a large or small business in Canada or the U.S. and want to be part of the directory, email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. If you're looking for a business that strives to honor the Lord, go to kingdombusinessbureau.com.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And all of you know Carrie Cardinelli. Of course, she has been here with WDCX for many, many years. And we had the Carrie and Robbie show, which was put on pause as she was about to have her baby. And she's joining us today because, wow, I get a chance to talk to her. Well, I already have talked to her, but Carrie, our listeners want to know how you're doing and how Anna Kay is doing, and congratulations.
Hi.
Hi, I miss you.
I know, I miss you too. Thank you. Yeah, she is actually doing really, really well. And I'm actually at the hospital now in the lounge room, the NICU, and I've got to feed her in about 20 minutes.
Oh.
But yeah, she's doing great. She's growing fast, and they're expecting us to bring her home. They're thinking Monday, which was way different than what they expected when we first brought her into the NICU. They said at least a month she'd be there because she was just so tiny.
Yeah.
And but she's just growing. She started right on the bottle, and she's doing, I don't know what else. She's just so cute. She's like a little bug, you know? She's just a tiny little bug.
She's so precious and pink and beautiful. And so tell our listeners, because a lot of people don't know that you had her early and what happened and how many pounds she is and all of that.
So I had her early at 33 weeks. I actually, you know, it was crazy. It was, let's say I delivered her on June 8th on a Monday. And so the Friday before that, I wasn't feeling right. You know, I remember telling Phil, my husband, that, so, you know, I don't feel like I've really felt her move a lot today. And I was diagnosed with hypertension about a week prior to this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went into the hospital. I called Dr. Nabi, and she told me to go to the hospital, get checked out, which I didn't want to. I've never been pregnant before. I just, you know, as a patient, you don't want to be a nuisance.
Right.
And I remember everybody kept telling me, no, if you ever feel weird, call. But I'm like, yeah, I know, but maybe I'm being overwhelming or, you know, just overdoing it.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I called. And I just encourage anybody ever, if you're pregnant, you feel weird, go. Because turns out I had severe preeclampsia, and it was it was pretty bad. So they admitted me right away, and Dr. Nabi decided within a few days that we had to deliver her and we had to get her out because her growth was stunted due to the preeclampsia. And it just wasn't looking good. So I got pretty sick while I was in the hospital, and they had me on all some medications. I was in here for about a week, and they just couldn't stabilize my blood pressure after. It was a little scary. But I was glad I was here with her, but now I'm home and, you know, feeling much better. So, yeah, so she was delivered at 33 weeks, and she was 3 pounds, 9 ounces.
3 pounds.
So she was a tiny, tiny little thing.
She's about the size of my new puppy.
How big is Luigi?
Oh, he's 2 pounds, 5 ounces. He's like all a piece right. of paper. But
I know. He's so cute. Congrats, by the way.
Thank you. Well, no, congrats to you. I mean, this is a baby. And so, I mean, Carrie, first of all, you know, praise God, because what a miracle. I mean, most people know that, you know, you're not a 20-year-old mom. And, you know, there are risks as we get older. And so many of us were praying for you. I literally was down on my knees the day you were having your C-section. And I knew that you were in good hands, because I know that, you know, God is sovereign. And I know you knew that. You seemed, and we talked several times, you just seemed at such peace to me during this whole thing.
You know, I had a piece that I really couldn't understand, because the nurses and doctors kept coming in. They're like, you're handling this so well. And I guess I just didn't even realize that. I'm like, what do I do? Like, I actually handled it well until I was put in the ICU after I delivered her. My blood pressure was just really high and just really struggling with migraines. They couldn't get it under control. They finally admitted me to ICU, and that was where I lost it. It was a week long. I had a mental breakdown. I had to apologize to the nurses and doctors. I was like, if you don't get me out of here, I'm ripping these IVs out of my arm and I'm walking out. But I did have, through the whole process, I know that the Lord was controlling all of it. And I have to say, like, I did have moments where, like, I rely on him all the time,
yeah.
But I have not been in a place of, like, where it was, like, life or death.
Yes, yeah.
And I was starting to feel that way. And so the Holy Spirit just gave me this sense of peace and calmness. I needed it to get through for her. Because there was one night I was laying in the hospital bed, and I had to stay on my left side because her heart rate was dipping a lot while she was inside. And I started listening to worship music, but I forgot to listen to worship music. You know, mm-hmm. like I forgot to cling to that. And all of a sudden, I put on, and so many times I listened to WDCX HD2 on my app. And I happened to come across this song, and it was from Christy Knuckles. And there was a line in it that it says, in my greatest disappointment, you were by my side. And I started, I'm like, wow, this is not that the birth is a disappointment at all, or the pregnancy or anything, but the way this whole thing has gone, you know, I was 2 days short of turning 43. Yeah. I had her at 42. I can say I had her at 42.
Yeah.
But you know, from the beginning where I actually had a scare, I thought I was miscarrying her in the beginning. You know, my second trimester was pretty rough, and then third trimester was really rough. And so, you know, we're in the middle of the pandemic, the whole COVID thing. I can't leave the house. I can't celebrate. You know, I had to do a drive-by shower that didn't happen anyway because she was delivered before it came about. And so everything was sort of disappointing.
Yeah.
And then the way it went down in the hospital, you know, the hospital did a great job. Everybody was so amazing. But just how that happened, the disappointment of, like, it wasn't the healthiest way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but that line, I forget sometimes there are certain lines in worship music that's what I needed. Like,
yes.
God gave me that song to cling to. And her and I listened to it every night. Mm-hmm. And when she was born, I would go into the NICU and hold her on my chest and play that song over and over and over. And it just brought me so much comfort to know that, he makes all things well, and he did, and it's beautiful, and it's coming together just as he planned.
Yeah, and he gave you that peace that surpasses all understanding that, you know, has happened to me at times when I was so out of control and my life was you know, I could just think about the passing of some of my family members. That
yeah.
You just are at the end of yourself and you don't know what to do, but God
yes.
takes over and gives you this peace that surpasses all understanding. And so, I mean, I had Raquel at 42. So now we both had yeah. our daughters.
I know.
That's wild. But it was such a miracle. And I just, you know, I knew that you were in good hands also with Dr. Nabi. I mean, she has saved my life and the lives of so many other friends that I know. And, you know, so, I mean, but God, that's all I, you know, can say. And so, so Father's Day is tomorrow. And so Phil, the movie you sent me of Phil, I've been bawling with every movie you sent me, but can you hang on while we go to our advertisers and can you hang on for a minute?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. All right. We're talking with Carrie Cardinelli. She's got to feed the baby pretty soon, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member, FINRA SIPC. As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hi, this is Robbie. When it comes to selling your home, you want the best price. You want the timing to be right. You want an advocate who knows the market inside and out. You need Donna Littlefield. She's a prayer warrior ready to serve you and your family at Keller Williams Realty, Buffalo North Towns. Contact Donna Littlefield for a free true market analysis and then list your home with Donna. DonnaLittlefield.com. Contact her today and get your home sold.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
Later on in the show, we'll be talking with Katie Weibel from Turning Tides Financial about a spending plan and the 50-20 rule. But right now, we're talking to my very good friend who I love to death, Carrie Cardinelli, new mom of baby Anna Kay, who was born at 33 weeks, 3 pounds, 9 ounces. And Carrie, I just... You know, I was up in the middle of the night thinking, gee, I wonder if Carrie will be up in the middle of the night in the next couple of weeks because we'll be able to text.
Oh, I will be. I spent the night in the NICU to experience what I'm about to experience. And every 2.5 hours, just, you know, that routine. And right now, just even the pumping, you know, for breastfeeding every couple hours, getting up. And it's going to be a nice little treat.
Yes.
So I'll be up. You'll be up with Luigi and I'll be up with Anna Kay.
That's right. And, you know, really, when I think back of those times when I was so sleep deprived, like God really gave me the strength and naturally, like I could not have done it without him. And I know he'll do the same for you. So baby is doing well.
Baby's doing well. She's growing. She's about 4 pounds, 3 ounces right now. And that's been since, you know, June 8th when she was born. So they're really impressed. She's in a little crib here. So she's out of the isolate box. Her temperature's holding. Wow. She has Which we could use prayer, because she does have these breathing spells where she sort of stops breathing a little bit and then she catches herself. And so, but they've been monitoring that. And so she'll be here. They think they'll release her on Monday. But, you know, they said it's normal for premature. But other than that, I mean, she's just so cute. She's so cute. And, you know, and Phil is just in awe and just smitten over her. It's really cute to watch.
Well, I was something like 3 or 4 pounds too. I was a preemie. I was born early, and I know so many people that were, and a friend of mine who had twins. Her cheeks are so big and pink.
Yeah.
I love
filling in.
Yeah. if you haven't been following Carrie on Instagram or on Facebook, you got to check it out, because this baby is adorable. But let's pray for her right now, and you, Carrie.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we just are in awe, Lord, that you are in control, that you're sovereign, that baby Anna Kay was knit together in Carrie's womb perfectly, Lord, in a perfect image of you, Lord. And Lord, I just want to cry right now, because it is such a miracle that little Anna Kay was born. And Lord, we are just trusting in you in this entire journey for Carrie's health and for baby Anna's health, Lord. And we know that you are the beginning and the end, that you are with us and you are for us, and the plans you have for little Anna and Carrie are to prosper them and not harm them, and to give them hope in a future, Lord. And we're putting our faith and trust in you as we always have, Lord. I ask that you pour your Holy Spirit over Carrie and over baby Anna. And Lord, help Anna to continue to grow and Carrie to continue to heal, Lord. And Lord, we just cannot wait to see what you do through the lives of both of them. And I ask you to pour your Holy Spirit over Phil as well, this entire family, as he has this first Father's Day tomorrow, Lord. And Lord, we love you. We praise you. We know that this perfect gift is from you. And this is our highest calling, to be a mom, Lord. It's our highest calling. And we're putting our faith and trust in you alone. And thank you. We worship you. We praise you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Robbie.
Oh, I'm crying again.
I'm always crying. I think I've got a little PTSD, and I'm crying out of joy. And I'm like, I don't even know why I'm crying. I start talking to someone, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm just crying. Hormonally, everything's coming out, and it's fine. It's great. And I do. I just look at my life, and I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that God grabbed a hold of me when I was 30 years old, turned me around. And I may have waited 10 years to meet Phil, but it was the right time. And I just encourage anybody out there, just whether you're waiting to have a baby, you're waiting to get married, or whatever the case may be, just trust him that he's got the timing perfectly, and he's got you. And I'm grateful. I'm just so grateful for him in my life, the Lord.
Amen. I mean, your story is amazing. Of course, people can still get your book, right?
Yes, it's still available. I mean, the birth story is not in there. I don't think I was married yet, but it's my life about how God brought me back to him, and he's my true love. And when I turned to him, he did make all things new, and he continues to do that. And I'm just in awe of him every single day of what he's doing in my life. And I can do nothing but praise him, even through the difficult times. I still know that he is for me. He's not against me. And that is such a truth nugget that if I didn't have that, I'd be lost. And so, you can get it on Amazon. You can go to CarrieCardinelli.com and purchase it there. And yeah, it's a pretty good book.
It is a good book. And I was grateful that Carrie Spring and I had a chance to interview you on our podcast, The Real Raw Truth. So people can find that on Google Play, on iTunes, on all over the place. I mean, it's everywhere. Spotify. So it's that podcast is up too, to hear your story.
That was right before.
Yes.
I know.
and so, Carrie, you know, please keep us informed. And I want you to come on anytime you want. And I know you're going to be busy when the baby comes, but I'm just looking forward to seeing what God does and how you are doing and how baby Anna's doing. And really, we wish Phil a happy Father's Day tomorrow. And if you need any...
It'll be a good one for him.
Please, if you need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out. And I hope she fits into those outfits I got her when you were here, when we were doing the Carrie and Robbie show. She was probably going to have to...
It'll be a while.
But
they're in her closet.
I can't wait till she can take my class.
I know. She's going to be the little jumping bug in the back. Ready to go. I love you, Robbie. Thank you.
I love you more, Carrie. And listen, I know you need to go feed her now. And I know when I get hungry, I like to be fed. So we'll let you go.
Oh, yeah.
And God bless you. Thank you so much for taking the time to joining us today. And I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. Love you, too.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys, that was Carrie Cardinelli. Of course, she is the co-host of the Carrie and Robbie show. And we are on pause with that right now as she is she just had her baby. It was because she was having a baby. Now she had the baby, 33 weeks. Thank God this Anna Kay is okay. 3 pounds, 9 ounces. Continue to keep them in prayer, you guys. So listen, when we come back, Katie Weibel will be joining us, and she is one of the partners, along with Julianne Lipo, of Turning Tides Financial. You've heard me talk about them over and over and over, how grateful I am for their wisdom and their advice, and they are willing to give our listeners a free consultation. You know, this whole thing that we're going through right now, people out of work, our pause, all of this. Of course, our finances have been affected in every way, shape, and form. Well, Katie's going to be talking about a spending plan in the 50-20 rule. And we just interviewed her, Carrie Spring and I, on our podcast, The Real Raw Truth. And you don't want to miss this interview. So grab that green power shot smoothie. Listen, I want to tell you about Notaro Chiropractic. They have been open the entire time of this COVID-19 and the pause. They are amazing at what they do. You need to be proactive with your health, and this is the way to go. Chiropractic care at Notaro Chiropractic. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their 3 convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices.
Hi, everyone. This is Amy Buemi from Catalyst Fitness. Several weeks ago, we had to temporarily close our doors because of this unprecedented pandemic. Buffalo is our home, and we know that many of you are hurting, whether you're unemployed, taking care of loved ones, or battling an illness. We want you to know that you are in our thoughts and prayers. While we know that it is important for social distancing at this time, please don't forget to stay connected. It's important for your overall health. If you have a relationship with one of our personal trainers or any of our staff members at Catalyst Fitness, I encourage you to please reach out to them. They would love to hear from you. We also have some great in-home workouts posted on our website to help keep you healthy and fit. Just visit our website at catalystfitnessbuffalo.com. We can't wait to see all of you again soon. Very soon, I hope, at one of our 7 locations. Until then, stay healthy, Western New York. We miss you.
Hi, this is Robbie, and you know, the Fountain Wellness Center is a comprehensive wellness center, a beacon of the resources for our community, is a collection of small businesses who emphasize individualized care and promote growth in all aspects of life. They know that you are the most important part of your health care. Each provider and expert within the Fountain practices with this as a foundational belief and aims to help you on your journey to health. The Fountain is the home of Pure Organic Salon, Massage Therapy and Holy Yoga, Raw Truth Integrative Health, Essential Oil Consultations, Co-Era Physical Therapy, Birthing by Design, Holistic Well Women Care, an infrared sauna, group exercise, nutrition, cooking, and community classes, and so much more. Check out the Fountain Wellness Center in Williamsville, New York on Sheridan Drive.
Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, God gave us all different DNA, and we can't change that DNA. We can change the way the DNA express themselves through our dietary habits and our lifestyle. And I'm telling you what, we test 92 gene SNPs at The Raw Truth so that you can have a blueprint for your body in terms of fitness and food to find out what your body is going to respond best to. Set up your appointment at RobbieRaw.com.
Hi, my name is Lois, and I've lost 100 pounds under Robbie's care. I tried for so long on my own before to lose weight and get healthy. I was working out and eating healthy, or so I thought. I began to consider doing the keto diet when I saw a Facebook post of Robbie's promotion for her nutritional DNA test. So I called Robbie and went in to have the test done. On October 30th of last year, I met with Robbie to review the results, which were extensive. The key details were that I have a gluten intolerance and my body responds best to a balanced diet. Robbie sat with me and explained all the results, set me up on a detox plan, and provided me with meal ideas and recipes. I started November 1st of 2018 and have lost almost 100 pounds since then. I honestly believe that the nutritional DNA test is what made the difference.
Hi, I'm Robbie Raw. You know, over the years, I have met so many of you who are in Canada or in other states of the U.S. who want my expertise as a nutritionist and a nurse for your health, fitness, weight management, and nutrition, but you can't come and see me live. Well, now I have the opportunity to give you all of my expertise, my tools, my motivation, behavior changes, and everything from A to Z on your mobile phone or device daily through a world-class, worldwide virtual mobile program called ProCoach. Go to RobbieRaw.com for more information.
Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, at Raw Truth Integrative Health, we see patients daily with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, cancer, inflammation, pain, gut issues, and we'd love to help you on your journey to health. Anne Marie and I see people on a private or semi-private consultations. We also offer group classes for weight management and health issues as well. So whatever your goal is, come and see us at Raw Truth Integrative Health. Go to RobbieRaw.com or RawTruthHealth.com for more information and email Robbie at RobbieRaw.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And I wanted to tell you that our new DNA tests are in. Of course, they were on pause for 3 months as well, but they are in. When you get your DNA tested, it's just a saliva swab, and you get it back in a couple of weeks with all of your macros recommended according to your DNA. So your fats, carbohydrates, and protein, the percentages you should be taking in, the calories, a sample menu, whether you have a gluten sensitivity, whether you have a propensity to be deficient in certain vitamins and minerals, all of the different things that you need to stay healthy, based all on your DNA. So those tests are in now, finally, and we've been very busy. So listen, I am so excited about today's guest. Our next guest, Katie Weibel from Turning Tides Financial. Katie, of course, is one of the partners with Julianne Lipo of Turning Tides Financial. They have been so instrumental in helping my husband and I with our spending plan and living our life, planning our future, which is their motto. And today we're going to be talking about the spending plan 50-20 rule. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Robbie. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, thank you so much for being here on this glorious day. And, you know, I just love, love, love. I cannot get enough of the information that you give. And I have heard so many of our listeners say that they have, you know, when you are on, they just continue to write as much as they can. And, of course, you give our listeners a free consultation when they mention The Raw Truth, right?
Yes, we do, and we love doing that. And what we do is we call it a strategy session. and where we sit down and we go over kind of where you are today financially and where you are with your family and your goals. And we really look to see, okay, where do you want to be? And then how can we help bridge that gap with you? And how can we begin to work together and what that would look like?
Well, and it couldn't be a better time for us to partner up, because who knew that COVID-19 was going to happen and the face of business changed and the face of our finances and future changed. But it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be a negative if you plan for your future, right? And that's what you do.
Correct. Yeah. And it's about understanding where we are. A lot of us, you know, when money's scary, money's overwhelming. And you know, even I'm guilty of it from time to time. Sometimes you just want to bury your head in the sand and not worry about it, right? And it's easy to do that. And so, and we do things very differently. We're, you know, a lot of times when people hear financial advisor, they think, oh, well, you're going to give me stock tips or you're going to sell me product. And you know, we can do those things, but that's not really the core of what we do. What we do is so much different. We really help people understand where they are financially, where they need to get to, but also, like, what are their thought processes around money? How do they handle money? How can we help improve that? So our goal when we sit down with someone is, how can we improve the situation, right? It's non-judgmental. You know, we've all not made the best financial choices at one time or another in our life. So it's a judgment-free zone. It's completely confidential, and it's really helping you figure out, okay, let's get you to the best you. Financially, right?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, people need to know that it doesn't matter how much money they have, whether you have a lot of money or you have no money. It's important to talk to someone about how to, and you know, manage the money that God gave us, because one of the things, or the most important thing about you, Katie, is that you love Jesus and you know that everything that we have came from him. It's not ours, but we have a responsibility to be good stewards of what he's given us. And so I love that, you know, right off the bat, that is out there with you. And so talk about, you know, of course, obviously, you know, people are still filing unemployment and some are going back to work and all of that. But, you know, I know that one of the things that you wanted to talk about, and thank you, by the way, because you've helped so many people who thought they couldn't get unemployment or thought they couldn't get that, you know, the business, what was it called, the business loan?
Yeah, the SBA loans and the PPP loans.
Yeah, you know, many people thought that they could not get that.
Yeah.
And so you've helped so many with that as well, right?
Yep. And thank you for that. So, yeah, and that's our job, right? Our job is to help make the best situation with what we can. And, you know, nobody expected COVID. And things are going to happen in life, just in general, you know, outside of this pandemic, that you can't necessarily plan for. But when they hit or they happen, we work together and we do the best that we can through them for you and for your family. And so, you know, with the pandemic, that happened to be that I had to brush up and get really smart on unemployment and SBA loans. And that's okay, but that's my job, is to reach out to those clients that, you know, do work with us to make sure that they were making the best decision, because this was a really unprecedented time. And depending which way you went, because you could go either way with some people, you know, you could have went unemployment or SBA, and they had different consequences and different outcomes, and we had to really talk through and play that out. And it's a very overwhelming situation, too, and as anyone who has applied for unemployment now knows, it's not easy, and it's very challenging on patients. And so I was able to come in and kind of give that advice and some tips and help walk you through and take some of that anxiety off the table and get you to where you need to be a little bit faster. So, it was, you know, my job is to come alongside of you and help improve the situation and to help make decisions.
Well, and I look at you as the same way I look at myself, in that I am helping people with their health and walk alongside them and give them my expertise and all of my years' experience and all of the tools I have and the motivation and the help they need. And you have, you and Julianne combined have how many years' experience?
Oh, well over 20.
Yeah, yes.
Not that we want to, you know, put the age out there, but yeah, well over 20.
Yeah.
Sure.
And it's wonderful that you definitely know your stuff to help people be financially fit.
So I want to talk about the spending plan, the 50-20 rule. And I always think about this because the first time I had you guys on the show and you mentioned spending plan, like Carrie and I both looked at each other like, okay, now we're talking. Like, we're not talking budgets, we're talking spending plan. And I mean, honestly, I have not spent hardly anything except for groceries in the last 90 days. But, you know, now both my girls have graduated and, you know, it's time to really have a different kind of spending plan because they don't need the help they needed before. And so every situation is unique. So when we come back from our sponsors, I want to get into this spending plan. Can you hang on for a few minutes?
Absolutely. Love to.
All right. All right, you guys, we are talking with Katie Weibel. She is one of the managing partners of Turning Tides Financial. And I'm telling you what, you cannot afford not to talk to them. And again, as she said, and she'll say it again, that they give you a free strategy plan session. Is that what you called it, Katie? Just because you are a listener of this show. So make sure you mention The Raw Truth when you give them a call. Listen, I want to tell you about Balanced Body Foods. Now, they have some Father's Day specials coming up. I saw just this morning. Balanced Body Foods, fresh, never frozen. What a great gift for yourself or your spouse or your family. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Put a healthy meal on the table without a trip to the grocery store at Balanced Body Foods. If you're too busy to cook or don't know where to start, simplify your life with Balanced Body. Balanced Body Foods is a fresh food meal prep service with a constantly changing menu for the ultimate in delicious, flavorful, nutritionally balanced meals. Order your next meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at balancedbodyfoods.com or stop into their Hurdle Avenue or Transit Road in Williamsville locations. You can even save 10% with promo code WNY10. That's right. Save 10% off your order. All you have to do is use promo code WNY10 when you visit balancedbodyfoods.com. Start today. Fuel your body with flavorful food that complements your lifestyle and goals. Discover your balance today at Balanced Body Foods. In the choice between taste and nutrition, choose both at Balanced Body Foods.
No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hey friends, you hear me talk about PowerShot Greens Superfood. Listen, it's a synergistic green formula of 100% organic concentrated nutrient-dense alkaline superfoods, a valuable source of natural occurring phytonutrients, chlorophyll, live enzymes, and bioavailable vitamins and minerals. PowerShot aims to help boost metabolism, energy, and stamina, assist with mineral replacement, and provide optimal support for the body's system. It's so bioavailable and easily absorbed. I want you to check out PowerShot Greens Superfood. Go to RobbieRaw.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Roberts. I've now lost 89 pounds making healthy food choices with the Detox and Raw Truth Recharge classes. I've been a marathon runner for 14 years. However, I found that I can run and still be fat. Robbie taught me that you can't out-exercise a bad diet. I encourage everyone who wants to make healthy food choices and increase their energy to come to a Raw Truth Recharge class or pick up the Raw Truth Recharge book. For more information, go to RobbieRaw.com, click on the nutrition/DNA tab at the top of the page.
You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you seven truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Robbie is a registered nurse, an integrative health and nutrition practitioner, and a master trainer armed with certifications. With 30 plus years experience in the industry, she will teach you how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. God's word actually gives us clear direction on all of these truths. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of The Raw Truth on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com today.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And I want to thank Solomon on the other side of the glass, always making everything run so smoothly and perfectly over here, even though I'm sleep deprived. And also, I just want to remind you to sign up for our newsletter at RobbieRaw.com. We have lots of new information coming out, a new website and everything else. So a lot of things changing. So check it out. Okay. RobbieRaw.com. So right now we're talking with Katie Weibel. She is one of the managing partners of Turning Tides Financial, a complete blessing in my life and in my husband's life. Their motto, Julianne Lipo, and Katie's motto is live your life, plan your future, and they help you do just that. So again, thank you so much for joining us, Katie, this morning. So we were talking about spending plan and the 50-20 rule. Now, nobody wants to be on a budget, as I said earlier, but you guys call it a spending plan. I love that.
We do, yeah, because budget's just, you know, it's kind of like diet. It's just not a good word.
That's right.
doesn't make you feel warm and fuzzy inside, and it's really hard to follow something that feels really constricted, right?
Yes.
And so it's like a lifestyle, right? Just like our eating habits, we create a new lifestyle, and with money, we create a new lifestyle. So, you know, I love to spend. I'm sure most people love to spend. It's so much easier to spend than it is to be in a budget, right?
Right.
And, you know, having, the financial planning background, you know, we have rules of thumb where, you know, we look at years and years of data when it comes to numbers, and I won't bore you, I promise, but we get to look at those statistics and those numbers and come up with, you know, as a general rule of thumb, this is what we see has more success. And so in those numbers, you know, typically, you know, you look at your take home, right? So when I'm working with a couple or with an individual, I'm looking at what do you bring home, not what do you your employer pays you before they take all this other stuff out that gets all complicated, mm-hmm. but what do you actually bring home and put in your checking account? And that's where we start, and we say, okay, with that, you know, a general rule of thumb, and there's different phases of life, right, even financially, that call for different rules. So this is just a general rule of thumb. So I wanted to make sure I preface that because everyone might be a little bit different. We might tweak those numbers a little, but as a general blanketed rule of thumb, we say 50% of that money that you bring home, that you put into that checking account, that is your standard of living. That is where you put your expenses into. So the things you need, like your mortgage payment or your rent, right? Mm-hmm. The food that you have to purchase, transportation, your utility costs, those are things you have, right?
Right.
So that's where we try to get you, you know, most people live within that, but if we're way outside of that 50%, then we need to look at why and how can we tweak and fix that, whether it's adding more income or whether it's cutting some things that maybe we don't need.
Right, because, so, I mean, you know, and I think this is important, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
no worries.
I'm just thinking, like, my nephew's buying a house and, you know, before you do things like that, it's really good to get advice. And even it's never too late, right?
Absolutely. Yep, yep. And we love when we can work with, you know, clients that are just finishing college or just getting out into the career, because we can set these things up early so it doesn't feel like a shift or a change later. It becomes a lifestyle from day one.
Right.
Right. Like, you know, teaching our children, you know, how much, you know, to intake and, you know, for food and eating properly and making good choices in life. It's the same thing. So if we can get, you know, the 20-year-olds of the world in the right mindset financially up front, it will make it so much easier for them through the years of their life.
Well, yeah.
When it comes to finance.
So our daughter, Chanel, just graduated from med school, as you know, and heard us talking about you at Turning Tides Financial many times and didn't say anything. But one day I find out she made an appointment with you, and now she's been to two appointments with you, and she is so grateful. And I was so impressed that before she even graduated from med school, and then exactly right when she did graduate from med school, she made an appointment with you, and she was so grateful for what she learned from you. So I really encourage parents out there, if your child, and many children are graduating right now from school, what a great thing to advise them to do. And, you know, it will help them in their future tremendously, not only parents, but our children as well. So I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Oh, no worries. No worries. We love her, and we're so glad that we get to work with her. And,
yes.
And these, you know, these foundational blocks, you know, we don't learn them always as children. Like, we're all raised differently. We all come from different backgrounds, and we have different mindsets and feelings. And so all of that comes into play, and that's where we kind of work through that. But so the rule of thumb is that 50% is our standard of living. So when we're thinking about buying a house, or, you know, we try to stay within that model. Mm-hmm. And then in addition to that, because, you know, we have to spend, you know, so we say the next 20% is for you, right? That's for you to spend. So that is for, you know, buying gifts for holidays, or taking yourself on a vacation, or the budget to get your hair done, for purchasing clothes. So those are the things that we want, mm-hmm. but they're not necessarily the things that we have to have today.
Right.
Right. And we work a lot, especially in that space, is to figure out the difference between wants and needs,
mm-hmm.
and the needs and the wants, are they now or later? So, but that's a general rule of thumb. So that's your spending, you know, your spending plan is that 20%. So that 20% of your take home, if you're living in that 50% means, you now have that 20% to spend. And how fun is that, right? Mm-hmm. And then we still have 30%, you know, we still have that 30% left over. And 10% goes to tithing. We can't forget tithing. This is God's money. He gave it to us. We have to be good stewards, but we also have to be really generous. And, you know, some people feel like that 10% should be on growth, which is your pay before they take all of those things out, like taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say it's not, and that's a personal choice, but that's where I build in the 10%. So 10% has to go, you know, to your charity of choice, or how you choose to tithe. And I think that's different for everyone, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the remaining 20% is where we take that, and that is our savings, right? So, mm-hmm. and that will look different at different periods of our life, right? So that savings plan is, you know, we need to save for retirement, obviously, but we still also may need to save for college for a child or a niece or a nephew. We may need to use that 20% to get ourselves out of debt. And so those are the rules of thumb, or the framework that we start with as our spending plan, and that's how we spend our dollars, right? And I call it spending when you're moving money from your bill payment checking account to whatever savings vehicle, you know, that we choose for you, or that we choose together. And that's the framework that we start with, and then we work from there.
I love it. So let me see if I got this right. 50% standard of living expenses, 20% for you to spend, gifts, holidays, clothes, hair, whatever, and you need to differentiate the wants and needs. And then 30%, 10% of that is tithing, 20% savings.
You got it. Yep, savings and or paying down debt.
And or paying down debt. Awesome. Wow. I love it. I'm just writing this down. I've heard it before, but it's good to write it down again.
And that 20% where I say, you know, paying down debt and or savings, like we'll find a balance in that. And that's different for each person. And it depends on, you know, are you a small business owner? Because a lot correlates into that as well. You know, do we have to build an emergency fund? So there's lots of things built into that, and that we work that out depending on where your what your family goal is and your time frame.
Well, I love it. And of course, people can get more information about Turning Tides Financial. Not only follow you on Facebook, which I highly recommend, go to Turning Tides Financial on Facebook, because you guys are posting things all the time, but also on your website, turningtidesfinancial.com, you have so many resources, much about financial planning, your services, divorce financial strategies, COVID resources, you know, all kinds of videos, IRA stuff, tax stuff, and also investing fearlessly. And they can sign up for your updates there as well at turningtidesfinancial.com, which I highly recommend. Katie, it's always such a pleasure to have you on. And I told you a few months ago, I need to just have you on monthly because every single time you have so much information to give. And I know Julianne will be on in a couple months as well. But we really appreciate you, not only just Jeff and I for our personal finances, but also you've helped me tremendously with business decisions, with business finances and everything else. And I just love you and appreciate you. And God bless you.
Well, thank you, Robbie. And we love you, too. And you are truly a blessing to us as well. And I journal every morning. I just wanted to share this morning what came out. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't usually, I'm really thoughtful and then I write, but today I just wrote and it came out. And I just wanted to share that. But today is the day the Lord has made.
Amen.
And we have to remember that, right?
Amen. Amen. And be joyful. Katie, God bless you. We will talk to you soon. Katie, Turning Tides Financial. Go to turningtidesfinancial.com. Is there a number they can call?
Yep. So you can reach out to us at 716-800-4290, and we look forward to hearing from you.
All right. Thank you so much, Katie. Say hi to Julianne, and we'll talk to you soon.
Will do. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye. Tremendous resources. Don't miss your opportunity to get that free strategy call from them. Let them know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth. All right, you guys, that concludes our show today. So glad we got to talk to Carrie Cardinelli and Katie Weibel. And listen, I want you guys to have a great week. Enjoy the sunshine. Get out there. Get some vitamin D. It will lift your mood. It will help you in so many ways. And then, you know, make sure, don't slather on that chemical sunblock. You know, make sure you get more of a natural sunblock if you're going to put it on. And make sure that you, you know, it, limit your time in the sun, too, because it's beaten down today. And so get your workouts in. Don't forget to go to robbyrod.com. Sign up for our newsletter. Don't forget to check out Carrie Spring and I, our podcast at The Real Raw Truth. And that's on Spotify. It's on Google Play. It's on Alexa. It's on iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. So you can listen while you're cleaning the house or working out. All of these shows are right on my website at robbyrod.com. All of my AM Buffalo segments, you can go to AM Buffalo at WKBW TV. And I have weekly segments on WKBW TV. All right, you guys, have a beautiful week. Remember, God commands us in the fruit of the Spirit to have self-control, and that's what we put in our minds, that's what we say, that's what we do. All of that is applicable. We'll see you right back here next week. God bless you.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.